A reading from the beginning of the Book of Wisdom. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart. Because he is found by those who test him not, and he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God, and his power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit and withdraws from senseless counsels. When justice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips. Because God is the witness of his inmost self, the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. The word of the Lord. Give me, Lord, guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know the whole of it. Behind me and before you, hem me in and rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Where can I go from your spirit? From your presence, where can I flee? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle to the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand hold me fast. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom sin occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. And there's so much today in the Gospel, of course, and it begins with the reality that we cannot lead others into sin. And yet everyone has done it in one way or another. And again, if I would just ask you, how many people have you led into sin in your life? And you go, "Oh, nobody, Father." "Oh, yeah? Did you gossip with anybody? You led them into sin. Huh? Did you tell a dirty joke? You led them into sin. Did you encourage them not to go to Mass on Sunday? Did you get drunk with them? Did you have sex with them outside of marriage? Da, 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 da. All those things, you led someone into sin. And you said, 'Listen, I want you to know who I'm following right now. Satan.' And you brought him right to Satan. Now, how many people have you brought to Jesus? How many people can say about you, 'I know Jesus Christ today because of,' and insert your name?" So we got to sit there and watch before we sit back and judge everybody else because I'm so good and they are not. We've all done it. We've all led people into sin. And yet Jesus then immediately says, if someone does wrong, rebuke them. But if they ask forgiveness, forgive them. The same with us. God rebukes us for the times we have done those things. But if we ask him for forgiveness, of course he'll forgive us. And we got to be able to do the same for other people. Huh? And that's exactly when they talk about this forgiveness, how we got to forgive others. The apostles immediately say, "Increase our faith." Yes, it takes faith. Faith to forgive, faith to be forgiven. faith to live the life God calls us to live. So today, let's ask the same thing of our God. Increase our faith, that I might live the way you call me to live. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. No, let us not profess our faith. Let us give God.